Joined now by Patrick Brown of the Chattanooga Times Free Press. Patrick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're doing pretty good, Patrick covers the Tennessee Volunteers for the Chattanooga Times Free Press, and we wanted to bring him on to get a recap of Tennessee fall, Tennessee spring football. So, Patrick, tell us what you learned with the Tennessee Volunteers in Butch Jones's second year there at Tennessee.
Well, Tennessee wrapped up spring, I guess it was Saturday. Well, tomorrow will be 3 weeks from their spring game. And really the story, a couple different storylines. Still, Tennessee, you know, still doesn't have an answer at quarterback. They left spring with kind of Justin Worley and Riley Ferguson. Ferguson's a redshirt freshman that probably would have played last year when Worley got hurt against Alabama. Had he himself not been hurt, those two kind of left. You know, towards the end of the spring, kind of separated themselves from the other two guys, although Josh Dobbs, who did finish last season, had about 250 yards of offense in the spring game. Obviously, Tennessee's replacing quite a bit on its offensive and defensive lines. With the NFL draft a week away, you know, you're going to see probably three or four Tennessee's offensive linemen potentially taken. And so they're obviously having to replace all those guys. They've got a couple guys that have been in the program for a while that are kind of finally getting their shots, and a couple of newcomers at tackle, which is always kind of dicey. And then they lost, you know, five of their top defensive linemen and signed eight of them in the 2014 class. So those are a couple of big things. And, of course, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that Tennessee had 14 early enrollees from that that 2014 signing class that was ranked, you know, the top five by multiple recruiting services. And all of those guys were on offense, including a couple of five-star guys and Jalen Hurd at running back and Josh Mullen at receiver. So those guys look like, you know, showed some promise already, even though they're all, you know, supposed to still be high, you know, seniors in high school. So those are kind of some of the things that really kind of dominated headlines for Tennessee spring.
What are the expectations, I guess, going in Butch Jones' second year there? How is the fan support for Butch still? And expectations, I know 5-7 last year. Do you see this Tennessee team being able to get to that six win where they make a bowl game this year?
Well, you would think that, you know, it's really going to depend on how good this class is right away. And, you know, I mentioned some of those guys on offense. They're probably going to be starting a true freshman right tackle. Two of their tight ends will be true freshmen. Their top four receivers are two sophomores, a junior college transfer, and a true freshman. It's going to be a very, very young football team this season. And even on the lines, as I mentioned, there's going to be some guys that have been around that are, you know, kind of stepping, going from guys that were, you know, played spot snaps or were backups that, you know, saw the field, but now they're stepping into starting roles. And you're wondering who, particularly up front on the defensive line, steps up as playmakers there. So, and the schedule again is, I think it's more difficult than it was last year when Tennessee had to go to Oregon and Florida and Alabama and Missouri and played Auburn at home. This year, their first two games are Utah State and Arkansas State at home. Now, you know, Tennessee probably should win those games, but those are two really good mid-major programs that have won a lot of football games and certainly won't be wowed by going into Neyland Stadium. And then they go to Oklahoma. So it's another tough schedule. I think nine of the teams are playing this year went to bowl games. And I think it's going to be another uphill climb for Tennessee to get to six wins. But, again, it depends on, you know, who's playing quarterback. And, you know, they need better play from that position than they got last year, although part of that was, you know, their receiving core was so young last year. I think the receiving core this year is probably the most talented group on the team. But it really just depends on how many of these freshmen that they signed and, how many of those guys, how good they are right away. And in the SEC, you never want to be replacing most of your offensive and defensive line and rely on freshmen. So, you know, Tennessee's going to be really young this year. But I think the fans are hopeful. You know, they see the recruiting. Obviously, Tennessee's off to a good start in 2015 as well. They see that. And that gives, I think, the majority of the fan base, you know, it gives them hope that Tennessee and Butch Jones has the program going in the right direction.
Is Tennessee the stability there with the coaching carousel? It just seems past few years, I guess, what, since Philip Fulmer maybe? Are they a little more stable now? Do you think Butch is going to be there for a while?
Yeah, I mean, as you saw with, you know, the basketball program, the fan base can be a little impatient at times. And you know, they didn't have any changes on the assistant with the coaching staff this year. I think it was the first time since after the 2007 season, I believe, that Tennessee didn't have a single change in anywhere on its coaching staff. Obviously, I think Derrick Dooley had one change after his first year, and then after his second year, he had to replace, I think, seven assistants. There was obviously the transition from Fulmer to Lane Kiffin to Derrick Dooley. So the stability, you know, Butch obviously knows, you know, he knew what he was taking over, and he knows that, this is part of the growing pain, so to speak, having to play as many freshmen and as many first-year players that they're going to have to play. I mean, you look at the roster, I think they signed 32 guys. There was a couple guys that redshirted last year, and say they have 80 scholarship guys. I mean, that's almost 40-50% of the roster that's, you know, overhauled in a year. So, I mean, it's a really young team, but certainly that stability is something that has certainly been lacking at Tennessee, not just in the football program, but really in the athletic department as a whole. And Butch has talked at length about that, how that can help move a program forward. And certainly that's been missing in Tennessee, and it's something that I think a lot of people in the athletic department feel that Jones and his staff are bringing.
Patrick Brown of the Chattanooga Times Free Press joins us. He covers Tennessee athletics for the Chattanooga Times Free Press. Patrick, the SEC has decided to stay with an 8-game conference schedule and keep some of those permanent cross-division rivals. Tennessee-Alabama, a long rivalry there. What's been the thought around Knoxville about the SEC and the 8-game conference schedule and keeping that Tennessee-Alabama game on the schedule?
Well, Tennessee is, from Athletic Director Dave Hart to Butch Jones, they've been pretty staunch in wanting to keep that rivalry there. Now, some of the fans, they kind of have mixed feelings because, you know, they understand the tradition of the game, but then again, Tennessee hasn't beaten Alabama since 2006, and it doesn't, you know, that streak doesn't look like it's really anywhere close to being over in the next, you know, 2 years at least. So, but, you know, certainly from Tennessee's standpoint, they wanted to keep that rivalry. They're kind of in the same boat with, you know, Alabama wanted to keep the rivalry. Georgia and Auburn want to keep that rivalry. And those are the kind of the four schools to me that are really, you know, have really been outspoken about keeping, the one permanent cross-division rival, whereas maybe LSU has been maybe the most vocal about wanting to do away with it. Now, what's interesting to me is Dave Hart, Tennessee's athletic director, who worked at Alabama for a couple of years, was the athletic director at Florida State for a long time. He's been pretty public about wanting to move to a 9-game schedule, which I know Nick Saban has been part of that as well. But really, from Tennessee's standpoint, the announcement the other night, the big thing was that they kept that Alabama rivalry because there was some talk and maybe even some concern that the league was going to go to rotating opponents from the cross division, which obviously would mean that Tennessee and Alabama aren't playing every now. Tennessee's basketball, in basketball, they've been hit by that a little bit. They didn't play Kentucky twice this season, and they won't next season. So certainly, I think Tennessee was maybe glad to see that Alabama game kept in there for the near future.
Who is a player on the Tennessee team, and you said they're going to be young, that people that maybe that are in the SEC conference don't know about right now, but by the time, you know, you're midway through the season or whatever, people will know about this guy? Who do you see to have a breakout type of season?
Well, I mean, I really could probably pick any of those newcomers on offense. Obviously, Jalen Hurd at tailback is 6'3", about 220, 225. Tennessee fans are hoping that he's a little bit like Derrick Henry. I don't think he's maybe at that level. He's the five-star guy that everybody wanted. Josh Malone had a really good spring game. Another five-star receiver from out of the Nashville area is another guy that, you know, you watch him in practice and you see his demeanor and you don't really believe he's supposed to still be in high school. But I think a guy that could have a good year is Vaughn Pearson, who's a junior college transfer from out in California. He had a pretty gaudy season against maybe some questionable competition. But he's certainly a guy that's going to play in the slot for Tennessee, and that's a really important position in the offense that Butch Jones and Mike Pacheco in the offensive corner that they run. And he's got the ability to go over the top and make plays down the field, but he can also catch a bubble screen and make a lot of guys miss. He's a little bit like Cordarrelle Patterson, Now, I don't know that he's at that level because, as Patterson showed, you know, his rookie year in the NFL, he's clearly a special talent. But Pearson's a guy that you know, could have a solid year. And certainly, as I mentioned earlier, I think Tennessee's receiving core with Pearson, with Malone, with Marquez North, who obviously had, I think, you know, even people in the league remember that catch he had against South Carolina last year. And that upset between those three and a couple other guys they have at that position, that's probably the most talented position. But Pearson's a guy that he's a little bit older than some of these newcomers, so there's going to be some ups and downs because he's, you know, making the leap from, you know, California junior college football to the SEC. But he's a guy that I think you know, could have a bit of a breakout year.
Patrick, you talked a little while ago about the fact that Tennessee fans you know, have to be patient with the basketball program, or maybe they weren't patient enough with what Quanzo was doing last year. But I think they're really going to have to be patient now after basically the whole signing class that Quanzo had signed is now gone.
Yeah, and at this point, Tennessee is down to, as the season was starting tomorrow,
seven?
They would have seven scholarship guys.
Wow.
They're trying to get one of those signees, Philip Cofer, whose dad played linebacker at Tennessee back in the 80s. They're trying to get back him back in the fold. He had his release, but Tennessee staff was down there in Georgia earlier this week to meet with him. They got a commitment today from a kid out of Hargrave, Jabari McGee, a power forward. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see if do any of those Southern Miss guys that were signed with Donnie Tindall down there today ask out of their releases. Tennessee is not going to openly recruit them, but to put it, you know, I don't think they will turn them away if those guys want to follow Tindall and his staff. So it's definitely going to be an uphill, and Josh Richardson is the only guy that's really coming back to play a lot, and certainly there's going to be growing pains anyway.
Patrick, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.